welcome to the Heroes and Cosplay Sanctuary. This is your host, Scotty B. Friends, we are cruising through the season, and, you know, I really like to do, I generally do all of these recordings one and done. I don't go back and, like, re-record most of my episodes, because by this space and time, you know, doing 300 of these, I kind of have a little bit of a working goal. Like, I know where I'm going with everything, and it's pretty, it flows okay. Like, I think it flows okay. Maybe it doesn't. I have a few notes. I don't script nearly as heavily as I used to. And I know some people don't. They just like Rochambeau the whole thing. Like they're just like, yeah, we'll just see where this all goes. Which can get you into some really big problems, especially when you're like doing long form content that it can get really long. And I know that there are podcasts that I just simply cannot make it through the whole podcast, because by the time I do, there's another one coming out. I do follow the Cultaholic Wrestling folks, and they will never listen to this, but I really do enjoy them. They're really great guys. They are the encyclopedia for me of all things wrestling, and I'm a big fan of wrestling in general. I don't bring it up on the show. I would probably cosplay in that space for sure, and will eventually. The reason for bringing that up is they usually do like a 3 or 4 hour podcast every week. They complain about the length, but they keep it that length, and they talk. Oh, they just go all over the place. And when you get to that, you know, when you get to that space where you can just talk and talk and talk and talk, yes, it's very comfortable for you, but it's really hard for your audience to get through all of that. And that's kind of why I have done these things and made these adjustments. So we're talking about a lot of adjustments this week, and we're talking about the productivity trap today. I mentioned yesterday that, you know, it becomes this thing that you do where you want to seem productive, or you want to be productive because you believe that productivity is the end all be all of getting somewhere in a space, right? Or being, you know, doing more with less, or always be building and always be creating. Yes, but no. Because if all you do is write down tasks, and it's just an endless list of all these things that you're supposed to get to, and sometimes you get to them and sometimes you don't. Of course, you have to like try and task out a few things, because if you don't, you will never get anything done. But they don't all have to be written down. You don't have to check off all of the boxes. I am a box checker of sorts. I do it at work all of the time just to stay organized. There are tools that you can use. You know, Monday.com is a great way to keep track of everything. I'm sure like if you're in IT, you're maybe using SharePoint or something like that. Like you're actually creating a literal wiki so that you can keep track of all the things that you're doing and like document everything. And it's really cool if you like that stuff. So yeah, like you're creating like a website for yourself just to keep organized. Anyways, getting a lot of boxes tick off equals validation. Like basically you're validating yourself through action, through I did these things and now I have validation. I'm externally validated by getting through all of this work, or that people acknowledge me and I'm validated. But what I'm going to tell you is that is a trap. It is a trap to equate ticking boxes in production, that it equals, first of all, that it even equals production. And second of all, that it equals I'm valid. I have relevance because I've done these things. You don't want to come from that space. It's a bad space to come from. But that you work hard to have more, right? Like that's a productivity trap. It's that, you know, if I do hard work, or if I'm doing hard things, if I keep doing things, if I keep chipping away at this marble, eventually I will have a very, very good looking statue. And that's not always true. Sometimes you really do have to have like a really strong ability in whatever it is you're doing. And we run into these things, especially in like cosplay, that, you know, someone like me, I have to know my limits. You know, as hard as I try, there are just some things that I will never be better than some people in the design space are. Like, I'm not necessarily an artist, but that the artist isn't necessarily somebody who likes to get on the mic and just talk and talk and talk, right? Like, I have my own set of strengths. I have a very good memory for things. I have a very good way now, you know, and it is a learned behavior. Like, I've definitely gotten better at this as time has gone on, to be able to be comfortable in front of you, in front of people, that I talk and talk at length about different things like productivity. These are not things that I would necessarily say everybody is comfortable talking about or can simply articulate in so many words and in so many different ways. Weave a picture and tell a story about external validation and keep all of it straight, right? Like they would have to have copious notes, and that really just isn't something that I need. Like you really just speak your truth, right? Like, and the more true that you speak, the more, or at least to yourself, like it's not necessary. Truth is relative. Let's be honest. The hard work isn't justification for having more. Like you don't need to work harder to get more, right? That's not how this works. The people that you know in a space, or the connections that you build, do have some weight. That's influence, you know, that you are affluent in what you do and that you are building and networking into a space means something. And some people are a little better at that than others. And some people are very nervous about networking with people because it's like they're looking for some nugget of value. I guess that's, to me, I don't necessarily equate what people do or how much money they make with value. I would really suggest that you don't either. Like, if you're only looking at people as resources, then you're in the wrong profession. So like, if you really want to be an HR manager, like you can manage resources and human beings, like that's a thing. So, but why you do that, you know, really it's like right fit. And what can this person do for me? Like if you're looking at every single person as an asset or what can they do for you, it's not exactly a right space if you're not hiring those people to do things for you. Like if you're just like looking at people and say, okay, does this person add value to my life or not? And here's the way that I need them to do it so that it makes me more productive, so that it does this, that it gets me further to my goal. You're basically just using that person. Okay. Like think about it. Think about, I can only associate with these people because they provide me with some sort of asset or they provide me with some sort of thing for free. That is not a good space to be in. You can't be in that space because it's just incorrect from my perspective that if you only look at people as some sort of value add to whatever your goal is and saying, oh, this person has a camera, I can use that and they're good at taking pictures, so I'm going to exploit that. No, you don't want to be there as a cosplayer. That's like a really bad place to be. You do want people who understand what you're about. So if you really are about just using people, you definitely want to have more people around you that understand it. But let's try to not be about that. Let's try to come at this from a very relaxed point of view, like a relaxed energy, and say, okay, like these people understand what I'm about. We'll use the woo-woo term. They resonate with me in the space. Like they understand the fandoms. They understand what I'm trying to do. They get the forward motion that I'm trying to produce. And maybe I fail at that and maybe I don't. But that we're there in the same space with each other, virtually or otherwise, and that we have each other's backs, virtually or otherwise. It's more about the connectivity, which is really what social media was about in the first place, which is really what cosplay should have been about in the first place, is its expression, its art, its creativity, its escape, and there's connection to the fandom and the people who are also surrounding you in that space. It got a little bit muddled. It got a little bit off course at some, and it became about resource management. It became about your resources. It became about productivity. What I'll end with, you know, because these are shorter casts, what I will end with is, you know, that your time over anything is the most precious resource, non-renewable resource that you have. You will have less time tomorrow. You will spend time doing things tomorrow. Some, most of which things you don't even want to do. Most things are autopilot. The amount of actual time that you spend actually doing something that isn't just some automatic thing, it's a very small amount of time. And believe me, like you being on your phone, if you looked at how much time that actually just wasted of your life, you would never do it. You would look back and you'd be like, oh my goodness, I spent 6 out of the last 12 months, literal months of time on that phone. I was logged in to Facebook for, no kidding, what amounted to a part-time job. And I was doing it at work. I was doing it while I was waiting for things. Every time I got into a car, every time I was at a stoplight, all of the spaces in my life are being filled with this strange putty called social media or this strange putty called scrolling. We don't really understand why, but we associate it with productivity. We believe that there's some metric that gets increased by constantly checking, constantly commenting, because we think like whoever started this, like, where is the source for this actually matters? That always be engaged, like always seeing the alert pop up and immediately responding to it. When did we start to, and you know, the other funny thing about this, yes, time is our most precious resource and the thing that we probably should protect and manage the best. Don't wait, like we waste it to increase our metrics online. And it is a waste. Like if you don't know why you're building towards something and you don't know where it's going, or that it is going somewhere, and there's really no point to do much more than maintenance in certain cases, and maybe you put pushes, like you push at certain points and you let things coast at certain points and you pause at certain points. Like there's all of these things that happen throughout all of it, right? And most people don't even pay attention to these things, but I do definitely. But that you don't need to. Like when you're at a stoplight, you don't need to scroll through your phone. You don't need to constantly be online. You don't need to always be watching television. You can actually just take a break and appreciate things if you want to. You don't have to, but if you want to do those things, you can unplug from validation, and you can unplug from, and you don't even have to use the term unplug. You could like just not do something if you wanted to, because productivity isn't really something that matters. You just, if you don't know what direction you're really headed in, like if you don't have a goal, and if you did, you probably wouldn't do most of the things you're doing anyways, right? Like if you really wanted to reach or obtain something that you don't have, why aren't you all in on whatever that is and like figuring out the exact best way to do it that works for you, that doesn't consume you completely or burn you out? They tolerate, they get into a space where they're just okay with, and they get into a very strange punishing method of putting out content and scrambling to get things done, and they start, everything becomes a job. It like it has to, you know, like even this podcast, this YouTube channel, it became a chore at a certain point, and I had to back away from that and I had to rethink that. And honestly, that's one of the reasons why there was so much time between seasons and why one season kind of lingered on, and you know, things are going to just kind of linger on, and the way that I restructure things and the way forward is going to be very different from here, because it has to be, because there's just a lot of things that I've learned that I want to share with you about productivity and about this space. Like I said, there's some strange things going on, and there's going to be a lot of shifts over the course of the season, and a lot of shifts in general with the platform, and a lot of shifts to just different spaces that just make more sense, and that I would just, you know, prefer to see if there is a way, because this is a hobby channel. But what can be built here? What can be built in other spaces? That's really the whole point of getting into this. Is it's not experimental. It's just like, well, how do I want all of this to go? How do I want it to be? So that's where I'll leave it today, friends. This is Scotty B with the Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary saying bye-bye.